Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I was thinking of a movie, Remember the Titans. And you that have seen it, probably everybody's seen it a million times, but you that have seen it, when Coach Boone, when they threw a stone through his window, and the next day, Coach, is it Yost? And Coach Boone, they were going back and forth, and then Coach Boone stopped because his daughter was at their house when it happened, and he said, "Yost, welcome to my world." Remember that? See, when people encounter you, they ought to be stepping into a world that has a culture of heaven. You don't talk like everybody else. You ain't had the same attitude as everybody else on this job. Everybody else complaining, you over there singing. Come on, somebody. God said, "I placed my word in your mouth to plant the heaven." We heaven can't afford murmuring saints, complaining saints, amen, renegade saints. No, everybody needs to capture the frequency. The Bible tells us to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody what you're going through right now. It ain't nothing but a test. Come on, if you're going through something right now, it ain't nothing but a test. Well, the TV sometimes, I don't know, they still do it when storms in the air and that, but back in the day, you know, when TVs had dials and rabbit ear antennas, every now and then they would interrupt your program and say, "This is only a test of the American broadcasting system." Then you have to listen to tell somebody, it ain't nothing but a test. Amen. It's part of it. It's part of the journey. So stop fleshing out. Stop being so scared. Stop being so carnal in your mind. Tell somebody, it ain't nothing but a test. Now, the elements of the earth, and so you need, there need to be a shift oftentimes in the manner in which people think, because God is going to reconfigure the elements of the earth to heaven's specifications. Amen. How many know your marriage can be like heaven on earth? Let me ask that question again. Tell the truth. How many know your marriage can be like heaven on earth? The Bible talks about it. When the relationship is right, in other words, it establishes the culture. Amen. Earth's elements will take on heaven's specifications. While they're not prospering on the left or the right, tell somebody, that's not your portion. You're a child of God. The economy doesn't dictate. The stock exchange, the Dow Jones average, none of that stuff dictates to us. We are of another kingdom. We are governed by other rules. We are led by other laws of the Spirit. You want to be really blessed by God? Appropriate the law. You sow and you reap. Don't let the devil fool you. Stop sowing when there's famine. Sow. There's a law of sowing and a law of reaping. And even those laws are going to begin to accelerate, where the plowman is going to overtake the reaper. Come on, somebody. You got to see, but you can't just jump on the bandwagon. You got to develop a lifestyle. This is how I live. This is the world I live in. This is who I am. This is what I do. You sow, you reap. You see, in the seed, and this is important to learn, the seed may not look like the fruit you want. An apple seed don't look like an apple. Like a little ugly seed. And if you ate it like that, it wouldn't even taste good. But it carries the nature of the apple. And so when you sow it into the soil, remember we talked about dirt and soil? What the enemy means for evil, God means for good. What the enemy tries to dirty you up with is just soil. Soil has all the nutrients to make your seed grow. Come on, tell somebody, get a clue. The soil is what makes the seed grow. Got all the nutrients to, and then the word of God comes along, and it's the catalyst. You hear a rhema word, and suddenly that seed bursts open, and then it starts to grow. While it's growing, you don't see it. Tell somebody, and don't dig it up. You don't see it. You don't know what's going on. It ain't making no noise, but it's underground and it started to grow. While you don't know it, God's working. When you're sleeping, God's working. When you're in trouble, God's working. When it don't feel right, God's working. When people talk about you, God's still working. When everything's well, God's working. When you're going somewhere, God's working. When you're standing still, God's working. He doesn't sleep or slumber. Tell somebody, my seed's growing. And every now and then, God will give you a glimpse into that spirit realm, show you. It's growing. Just wait on it. Keep moving. Keep staying there. Keep in faith. Stand still. Know the salvation. Keep praising your mouth. Keep giving. Keep doing. Keep loving. Keep going. Don't stop now. Amen. Tell somebody, it's growing. It's going to get to a point in time where growth is going to be so accelerated. As I've been saying, what would take 5 years would take a year. What would take a year would take a month. What would take a month would take a week. A week, a day, an hour. Stuff happens suddenly. Come on, tell somebody it's happening. I hear the testimony again. Some people are going to be wondering. They're going to be asking you, tell me, come on. Tell me what you're doing now. Let me in on the secret. You're going to say the secret is God. That's all I can tell you. That's how he does things. Amen. Heaven's culture is to be established on the people of the earth. And it starts with his word being in your mouth. Amen. Pressures sometimes come because of the word in your mouth. But it takes pressure. That's part of the ingredients. So don't stop. Don't back off. Don't become afraid and panic. Just keep on moving. Tell somebody, you can't lose with this stuff I use. You can't lose. Listen, God is trustworthy. The nature of God don't change up like folks. Tell somebody right now, God got you. He said, I got you covered under my hand. See, God's not an Indian giver. God's not one that'll take you in today and then boot you out tomorrow. God's not the type that'll bless you today and then curse you tomorrow. God's not the one that'll speak well of you today and then be angry at you tomorrow. Y'all got God all wrong. If God be for you, who can be against you? God is not against you and for you. He's for you. Amen. I said, God is for you. And he's more than the world against you. Amen. He's more than anything that can be against you. Amen. Now, tell somebody before you call, there are going to be times that God answers. This is a dimension that God opened up to me and began to show me. He said, listen, my church, those that know me, are going to come into a dimension where before they call on me, come on, before they call, I'm going to have answered. They're going to be thinking about it, and I'm going to be answering. Before the thought comes in their mind a lot of times, I'm going to have sent the answer to them. Come on, tell somebody, before you call, come on, there is a realm, a dimension in God to where before you call, listen, you know, people a lot of times think that, you know, it's a struggle. There's an old saying, it ain't Bible. Every new level, there's a new devil. Show me that in the Bible. I'm convinced that with new levels, ain't no devils. I said, ain't no devil. There's certain levels, there were certain places, the devil couldn't get to Jesus until his time came. Why is he getting to you every Saturday night? Well, you know the devil busy. Wait a minute, that's another frequency there. I'll talk to you later. He says he put his word in our mouth to plant the heavens here because he's given or relegated to man authority in the earth realm. And whatever God does, he does through man or through his church. Now, he'll use people outside the church, but the church is the apple of his eye. The church will be the beneficiary when God moves on the government, when God moves on politicians, when God moves in the financial realm. It's all about the church. God looks at this city, he's looking down at the church. He ain't studying sunrise. He's not studying this and that, the government building. He sees in the city the church. Amen. Back in the day, everything evolved around the church. Tell somebody, we're going to revisit that. Because the word of God is in our mouth. We're going to establish heaven's culture here. And God is concerned with the church, his bride. That's his concern. That's the love of his life. That's the apple of his eye. Others are blessed because of the church. Folk blessed on your job because you're there. I don't care how they talk about you. I don't care how they don't like you, how they try to diss you. They're blessed because of you. And after a while, if they don't get a clue, they'll know when God removes you. Everything goes south.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.